Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
And good Saturday morning, and with less than a week to go before Christmas, hope you have your Christmas shopping done, because, boy, you got some beautiful weather conditions this weekend to enjoy a variety of fishing and hunting opportunities, and we've got plenty of live reports to help you make your trips more successful. Also came in this week with the results of the duck flyover survey. I'll run down the highlights for you, and I guess to sum it up real quick, the saying west is best and east is the least, I think that's what's going to apply to the waterfowl populations in the state of Louisiana. Also, if you are still looking for something for Christmas, or you want to help someone find something, we're asking for your stocking stuffer suggestions. Little quick, small items maybe to stick in the stocking for sportsmen and sportswomen on your list. If you got one that works out well that you've used in the past, I would love to hear from you. Text us at 504-260-1870. That's our text line. Comes directly here to the studio at St. Hubert's Cathedral. That number again is 504-260-1870. Well, this week's bad boy feature is a man who not only hunted with his license revoked, but he also used illegal methods and weapons to take 7 deer and had both the deer meat and his rifle confiscated and earned him a date in the courtroom to face serious criminal fines and jail time. He's our bad boy of the outdoors. Now, next week, I want to remind you, it's the show a lot of you look forward to all year long. It's where you, the audience, cast your votes for the baddest of the bad. We have got a nominating team that is in the process of selecting 4 or 5 of the most egregious cases we covered all year. We'll tell you about them, we'll assign them numbers, and we'll ask you to call in and vote, and we will present again to the winner of the Baddest of the Bad Boys. Those honors. All right, deadline is coming up real quick. In fact, it'll be Monday. If you or someone you know wants to apply for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Academy, which is the first step if you would like to pursue a career protecting Louisiana's natural resources by becoming a Louisiana wildlife agent. And we're going to be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Clay Marquez, and he's going to tell you more about some details. So be listening, and whether it's yourself or your loved one or someone, a friend that you know that's talked about maybe becoming a wildlife and fishery agent, well, we've got the path to do it for you, and Lieutenant Marquez will explain it in detail when we get to him. All right, and if you have had a successful hunting or trip, fishing trip this week, or you're on your way to one, tell us about it. We want to include it along with your comments, any questions you might have. We mix it in with the reports from our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message, again, real time to the studio at 504-260-1870. If you are headed out, well, I'm going to have a beautiful forecast now. It is going to be chilly this morning. We got some mid to high 30s in some of the areas. That's what it is over here at St. Hubert's Cathedral. Mid to high 40s south of Lake Pontchartrain, but that's going to warm up real quick. Lots of sunshine, no chance of rain. Offshore, we're looking at southeast winds, 8 to 15 knots, 1 to 3 foot seas. On the interior lakes and bays today, a southeast wind, about 6 to 12. And tomorrow, east winds, 8 to 15 offshore, 1 to 3 foot seas. And on the interior lakes and bays, it'll be due east, 6 to 12. A lot of tide rolling, almost a 2 foot range. That's one of the highest tides you'll find along the Gulf Coast area. 1.9 is our tide range. And the Mississippi River is sitting somewhere between 1 and 1.5 feet. That is very low, and it's holding steady. We'll talk to some of our field reporters and tell you what the impact of all that means. So, by all means, try to get out this weekend and enjoy it with the ones you loved in between all your shopping and your Christmas party and football games. I know there's a lot going on, but you don't want to leave the best of times behind. We'll be right back after this time out. We're going to be taking a little trip, not a long trip, just a short trip down to Campos Marine in Shell Beach. We'll get a fishing report and a hunting report from Robbie Campo, Campos Marina in Shell Beach. It's our first stop on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, I'm hearing from a lot of deer and duck hunters out there this morning. Yeah, it's the time to get out there and do it. But let me tell you something. Do not forget and don't let it slip by you. There's some great fishing going on. Let's talk to Robbie Campo and find out what's happening down in the Shell Beach, St. Bernard Parish area. Hey, good morning, Robbie. What's going on this week?
Well, Don, I tell you, man, I'm listening to a lot of mud motors running around right now. A lot of duck hunters headed out this morning. We got a bunch, got a few going out of here. Most of them running out from their camps on Fort Beauregard and practice landing back here. That's all you hear is mud motors. It's going to be a crazy morning, it looks like. Got quite a few guys going out. But I tell you, Don, everybody's worried about it not having no wind today. And I mean, there is like zero wind down here right now. So, but if you remember, the first opening, or the first part of split there, opening day, it was 70 degrees and there was no wind. And this morning here, well, we're in the, we're the 50s, I guess. And, it's still no wind, but at least it's cooler. Great weekend for fishing. I think it's going to be just a fabulous weekend. We had a fabulous week. I saw some fish caught this week. I tell you, Don, it's been more mixed boxes, but a lot of speckled trout within eyesight of this place. By the old fort right out here in the bayou across the channel, up and down the Mr. Go here, right here in the back of Hopedale Lagoon, Rosita Bayou, Grand Lagoon, Pitan Lagoon, Lake Amita, Lake Amity, Lake Robin. It's just been, phenomenal, and you don't have to burn 2 gallons of gas to go catch them. So it's just been great. We got plenty of live shrimp in the tanks. All we need is people. People are asking about our store hours for Christmas. We are going to close a half a day on Christmas Eve, and we will be closed on Christmas Day. But the back downs will be open, and we'll be here Christmas Eve morning till 10 o'clock, I believe. And then we're shutting down, and after Christmas, we back in business as usual. So, you know, if you want to know what the store hours are and you want to call up, you can do that, and we'll, you know, we'll be glad to tell you if you and we'll have it posted on Facebook also.
Now, for the back downs, do you have a box to put the money in?
Okay. Yes, we do. We got a drop box. So, I mean, feel free to use it and park in a lot and go about your business, and whether you're duck hunting or whether you're fishing, and just go do what you got to do.
You know, one of the pleasant surprises from the midweek reports I've been getting from people, Robbie, is the size on some of those trout. They're surprising, man. There's some pretty good trout out there right now.
You know, Don, you know, we talked about all these 12-inch and 12 3/4 that we saw for so long up in the fall. And this is, you know, these fronts that came through here, you know, they were pretty big fronts. And it was a game changer. And the fish that they're catching now, there's hardly any throwbacks in them. And, you know, it's like, well, where did the throwbacks go? I mean, they are still catching some, don't get me wrong.
Right,
but for the most part, it's you know, way more keepers than throwbacks. So you got to want, you know, those fish must have pushed in and, you know, trying to get into these deeper holes. And there's still plenty of shrimp in the marshes. So, you know, there's plenty of bait, that, you know, for the fish to feed on. So, you know, you just don't have to go far to catch fish right now. It's just been, I'm telling you, it's just been a phenomenal week. If you somebody was asking about if there's sheephead on the, you know, I got a text a little while ago, or there's sheephead on the long rocks. The sheephead, I had some people in here, I think I told you about this last week, but it was the same this week here. They were from the Carolinas. They were in, they said for 45 minutes they trolled straight for 45 minutes and caught sheephead every cast. So, you know, the long rocks is full of sheephead and puppy drums out there if you wanted to go do that. And it's nice and calm, so, you know, that's doable. Plenty of trout in the inside, plenty of redfish, plenty of catfish in the holes over in freshwater cats in St. Malo, Bayou Sioux. So there's no excuses, Don. All you got to do is get down here and go.
It's on. Well, I wish the best of luck to you duck hunters down there, but I got to tell you, man, the flyover survey, unless those ducks change in the last day or so, man, it's pretty bleak on the southeastern side. But over on the southwest side, it seems for some reason the ducks are all ganged up over there. But some areas, they're concentrated. If you get lucky enough to be in one of those areas, you could have a good hunt. But for the most part, we're well behind what was here last month as far as the southeast section.
Yeah. I think those ducks might have pushed back up, Don. I don't know. I think, you know, as soon as it you know, you get to where it warms up a little bit, those ducks kind of retract and go back up, go back north a little bit. I got some buddies of mine that hunt in Oklahoma. I got buddies of mine that hunt all through, you know, through Kentucky, and it said the ducks up there are just Kansas is just loaded. I mean, it's loaded up there. You know, in Kentucky, they did a flyover about 3 weeks ago, and they had 2,000 ducks that they counted. You know, it's 2,000 ducks. Now there's millions. You got to wonder where they come from. So, I mean, if that's any thing to look forward to, if we get any kind of good weather, maybe they'll push down.
Well, I'll let you know. I'll be checking out Kansas firsthand. I'll be talking to you from Kansas this time next Saturday morning. I'll be up there.
Sir.
All right, Robbie. Merry Christmas to you and the gang at Campos, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Same here. So, all right. Talk to you later, Don. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes, Robbie Campo. Campos Marina in Shell Beach. All right. When we come back after this, I'm going to talk a little bit in depth about that Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries flyover, what they saw waterfowl-wise from the sky. And also, I'll get to your text messages looking for some stalker stuff and suggestions. 504-260-1870 is our text line. Put it to good use. We're back right after this. All right, duck season reopens in Louisiana, both the east and west zones, at 1/2 hour before sunrise this morning. We're going to have some live from the duck blind reports in the second hour. Mike Smith, Louisiana Duck Hunts, is going to join us. Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, and Kirk Stansel from Hackberry Rod and Gun, kind of covering different areas of the state. I'm looking at the results of the flyover. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries does a couple of flyover surveys. They put the plane up, they fly over the coastal area, and they count ducks, and then they give you the report. And the information that came out this week, oh, I tell you, some of it's very surprising. There's a lot of ducks that came into the southwestern area. There's over 1 million ducks there compared to the southeast. Now, these are what they call dabbling ducks. These are not the diver ducks. These are the ones that tip up to feed. They don't dive under the water. Only 170,000 in all of southeast Louisiana. That is extremely few. The gadwall, the gray duck, 244,000 in the southwest. Extremely high numbers of teal for this late in the season. Over there, there's 157,000 blue wings and 165,000 green wings. And this is the one that really boggles the mind, is pintail. I don't know where they all came from. There's 341,000 pintail in southwest Louisiana. And that represents a huge change over the last year's numbers on that. 75% of the ducks in that southwest Louisiana. If you hunt these areas, you're missing out if you're not there. Eastern Cameron, Western Vermilion, a lot of those were in the marshes on the Lacassagne National Wildlife Refuge, the Rockefeller Refuge, Creole, Grand Chenier, Gaydon, Pecan Island. There were also an additional, now they don't count these because they're really not part of the survey, is those the black-belly whistling ducks, the Mexican whistlers, another 13,000 of those around Grand and White Lake. So you had 1.124 million ducks in southwest Louisiana, where in southeast Louisiana you had a total of 315,000. That is actually lower than what we had. It's 25% lower than the estimate we had last year, which was no big bumper crop year. They did say there's some areas of high density, and this might make Mike Smith happy if he's happened to be there. He says in the Delacroix region and the areas east of Venice. That's where most of those ducks in southeast Louisiana were. The only Mexican whistlers in the southeast area were in the Atchafalaya Delta area. So that's kind of the story there. There's a lot of science and a lot of numbers, but those are pretty much the highlights and the lowlights of it. If you're a pull-do hunter, you like to hunt, shoot coots, boy, southeast Louisiana is the place to go. 408,000 this year and only 208,000 in 282, I'm sorry, in southwest Louisiana. There's also the scaup, or you call them dogries in Louisiana. There is a 300% increase in the number of scaup from this year over last year. Pintail, that number there is 434,000 total wide in the state this month, only 233. That's an 86% increase in the number of pintail compared to December of 2025 and December of 2024. So hope that gives you some info if you're a duck hunter. All right, we got some text messages coming in. Let's see where we start down here. Here it is. Enjoy your time in Kansas and Merry Christmas. Enjoy your program. Well, thank you very much for that. Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting from Kansas, doing a little bit of hunting up there, a little bit of Christmas visiting after I stop off in Texas. I'll be pulling out of here tomorrow. All right, we got Roland Cortez, goose and duck hunting guide extraordinaire. He's up there with Dave's Bayou crew in Arkansas, hoping for a good split start to the second split. They're seeing a lot of ducks around his area. We got Wingbone wants to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's our friend from Wilmer, Alabama, goes by the name of Wingbone. Toby's checking in. We know where he is. The Washington Parish Rut Report is you better be in your stand because it's on. Love the show. Yeah, I got some pictures that were sent in from both Washington Parish and also from Mississippi this week. Some really big bucks are starting to move around. And, you know, they normally are nocturnal. They stay pretty much hidden until the rut. And then they kind of get crazy and lose their mind, and that's when they mess up, and that's usually when they get taken. And right now, that's when Christmas and New Year's, that's when most of the state, especially the southeastern parts of the states, the rut really turns on. All right, we got Justin, the duck guy. He's Justin, the deer guy today. He says he's headed to the...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
The deer stand, he's giving the ducks a break. And Hook is checking in from, he's heading west. Those nice wintertime trout are chewing up on Lake Calcasieu. Well, we're going to be talking to Kirk Stansel and see if he can verify some of that. Yeah, there's some big trout being caught in southeast Louisiana, too. Unusual for this time of the year. And we got the backstrap stacker checking in from his Clark County deer stand. He's got one hunting weekend before Christmas. The deer are moving well there. The bucks are starting to pre-rut, but the doe are still 3 weeks away from being ready. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. And he says, roll tide. Yeah, the tide did roll last night. They got in trouble with Oklahoma early, but they came back and pulled it out, and they will continue on in the college football playoffs. So we'll keep an eye on that, too. But anyway, yeah, Alabama has that late rut, you know, and 3 weeks at least, and then, you know, right around the end of January, that's some of the best time to hunt in Alabama. Just a strange phenomenon. I think it goes back to when deer from up north were imported into the state with late ruts, and they've carried that tradition on ever since. All right, we got a break to take. We come back. We moved up our Bad Boy of the Outdoors features because we got to talk to the duck hunters in the second hour when it's legal shooting time. So we got a story for you to tell, and we'll do it right after this 3-minute pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, I wish everyone would put at least their first name, if not, don't need the last name, but your first name, and that way we can identify you when we read your text. But anyway, this is a very good question. It says, how does the Wildlife and Fisheries count those ducks other than just flying over and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9? Okay, pretty much that's what they do. I have actually accompanied them when they've done those flyovers. And what they do, they have a pilot, then they have two biologists, one on each side of the small plane, and they fly pretty low on the water, and they look at the ducks from above, and they have what they call transects, which are straight lines, and the coast is divided up into these transects, and they will fly over a transect, and as they fly over, they will do what they call extrapolation. They'll take a small, if it's a, you know, if it's a small number of ducks, they can count all the ducks in that flock. But if it's a large number, what they'll do is they'll count how many ducks are in a certain size area. Then they'll figure how many areas there are. In other words, if they count 8 ducks and it looks like there's 10 piles that size to make up those 8, then that's 80 ducks. And they do a pretty good job. They come pretty close. The trick to doing that correctly is we all learn to identify ducks from looking up at them, and we get to see the undersides. They don't get to see whether they have white bellies or whether they have white wings. They are looking at them from up top, and it's a whole different look. But they're trained, and they learn how to identify species by looking down on them. I think they do a pretty accurate job of counting those birds. Anyway, answered your question, I hope. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds, and we come back. We got the bad boy of the week for you. His story's next right here after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where you hear this show each and every week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, on December 1st in Rapides Parish, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Sergeant James Bruce, Corporal Ryan Duran, and Lieutenant Derek Ware received information, yeah, one of those tips that we talk about that come in so frequently on these cases, that on November 28th, about a guy named Jared Gippin harvesting deer illegally. During the investigation, the agents discovered that Gippin harvested 7, count them, 7 deer during the 2025-2026 deer hunting season while under hunting license revocation. A guy didn't even have a license. Well, upon further review, the agents also learned that Gippin took 2 of the deer with a shotgun, but it was archery only season, and 2 of the deer illegally at night with a .308 caliber rifle. Not exactly what you'd call a conscientious sportsman, is he? Well, the agents seized the deer meat along with the .308 rifle, and they donated the meat to the Hunters for the Hungry. Great organization. For allegedly taking deer during illegal hours, taking over the limit of deer, taking deer using illegal methods, and hunting while under a revoked hunting license, facing a criminal fine of up to $2,540 and 120 days in jail, plus another $4,800 in civil restitution to cover the replacement value of the 7 illegal deer, is 38-year-old Jared S. Gippin of Alexandria, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. When will they ever learn? Never. A guy like that, you know, he gets a second chance. He did something. They revoked his hunting license. And he goes out. Not only does he hunt, you think at least he would be legal. He does it as illegal as you can get, at night, with the wrong weapon, just, I don't know. Well, hopefully the judge gives him what he deserves. All right, while we're on the subject of bad boys, I want to remind you again, next Saturday morning, have your phone ready, or your computer, or your iPad, because we're going to be asking you to participate in the election of what we call the baddest of the bad. We have a selection committee that will select 4 or 5 of the worst cases that we covered all through the year 2025. We'll tell you those cases, and we will assign them a number and a name, and we'll ask you to text in your vote, who you would like to nominate for the baddest of the bad. We do this each and every year on the last show of the year, and that happens to be next week. We'll be talking to you after the Christmas holiday. This will be the last time before Christmas we get to chat. And it is a busy time. Everybody's trying to get everything done, the shopping, the parties, the football games, and, oh, yes, the very important hunting seasons. They're all open right now. And not surprisingly, there's usually some pretty good fishing this time of the year if the weather allows it. And, boy, what a beautiful weather forecast we've got. Most areas right now are reporting very calm or light winds. It's chilly. Bring the jacket and sweat clothes if you're headed out there early, but it's going to warm up nicely by this afternoon. All right, we come back. I'm going to get to some more of your text messages. Stocking stuffers, you got one? 504-260-1870. Questions, comments, your reports. Now's the time and the place to do it on our text line, which comes directly here to St. Hubert's Cathedral, real time, 504-260-1870. We're back right after this. All right, we got some more fishing reports coming up. We're going to be checking in with Darrell Carpenter from Grand Isle, and also some combination fishing and hunting report from Ryan Lambert from Cajun Fishing Adventures. Also, Cast and Blast talking with Kirk Stansel and Mike Smith down in Delacroix, going to have a duck hunt report. So all that's still to come. Plus, we're going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Clay Marquez with the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. If you know someone or you yourself may be interested in starting a path to a new career, becoming a Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agent. They've got an academy, a training academy, getting ready to start, and the deadline to sign up is like Monday. So be listening and take the information down, and you can get started on it. All right, let's get started on our text message board. Let's see where we left off. We left off, I think, with the Steel Man. Yeah, we did. Steel Man checking in from Madisonville. Got a family holiday event happening today. Yep, I do too. The retriever training is going well. Good luck to Big Burr and J-Bull. They are in Gaydon. Well, they should have some birds, according to the latest flyover report, which was done this week, and I don't know any reason why they would have left. It's open in mornings, and no pressure for a while, so it should be good. All right, we got Duckhead checking in from Denham Springs, Louisiana. I did take a duck hunting trip to San Fernando, Mexico, in the Laguna Madre with Wide Open Outfitters. You know, I have heard of them somewhere. Someone else I know hunted with them. Anyway, he says, I saw and shot more ducks than I've ever seen in my life. I lost count of how many ducks I shot. I hope somebody was keeping count. We also went bobwhite quail and dove hunting. We also bagged 3 bonus jackrabbits. It was so far the best hunting trip of my life. Well, I'm glad for you, Duckhead. That sounds like a really excellent trip. All right, and here's one. Oh, stocking stuff, a suggestion. Box of shotgun shells for the hunter and fishing lures for the fisherman. Yeah, that's easy enough. Now, with the shotgun shells, you do need to know what gauge, what size shot, whether they need steel shot. There's a lot of different types of shotgun shells. So just any shotgun shells is not going to work for the hunter. So you got to kind of qualify if you're going to go that way. But the fishing lures, and that's kind of the same thing. Do they fish saltwater? Do they fish freshwater? Is it offshore? Soft plastic, hard plastic? Do they fish, deep water, shallow water? So it's not as easy as you think. But if you know a little bit about what they fish for or what they hunt for, that's kind of a clue. All right, we got this one. Good morning, Don. Wishing you, the Bayou Wild team, and all your listeners a safe and Merry Christmas. Well, thank you. And oh, it's a suggestion from David Hubble. He says, how about a Louisiana heirloom melaton sprout as a stocking stuffer? Perfect for the outdoors person who also likes to garden and likes to stuff them with crawfish or ground meat or sausage. Yeah, but a lot of people have no idea. They find a melaton in their stock and they're going to think Santa gave them some green coal or something. Anyway, check it out. It's spelled Merliton, M-I-R-L-I-T-O-N, but most people pronounce it melaton. David Hubble, we call him the melaton man. He knows all about them. He cooks them, he grows them, and I got a really nice little crop that, except for the freeze this year, would have done really nice. That heirloom variety is really great. All right, and the backstrap stacker, he says, you can't go wrong with a big pack of hand warmers for a stocking stuffer. Yeah, that's a good one, man. That fits in there real good, and they always come in handy. In fact, I got several of them packed away with my stuff that I'm pulling out with tomorrow. All right, here's one that says, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, M-A-R-Y, and Harry New Year, H-A-R-O-Y. You're a good dude, so I hope you'll forgive me saying Navy 17, Army 16. I forgive you. Stocking stuffer idea, Cabela's gift card. Yeah, one gift card. One size fits all. Any gift card from a sporting goods store would be a great addition. All right, we got my friend Deb, the news chick. She's checking in from Florida. She is hunting and fishing to feed hungry people. Lots of people getting together to make bags of cereal to give to the food bank. A scoop of oatmeal, scoop of cinnamon, and a big scoop of apples, apple cinnamon oatmeal. Merry Christmas, y'all. Why am I not surprised, Deb, that you'd be doing some volunteer work? All right, we got this one. Good morning. Merry Christmas, Don. Great job filling in for Tommy Tucker all week. Enjoy the trip to Kansas. Only hunting I'm doing today is for the coffee pot. That's from our regular listener, Old Man Sam. I think he lives in the Hammond area, Tangipaho, anyway. Well, thank you, Sam. Believe me, I have a lot of respect for those guys that do 5-day-a-week News Talk. It takes a whole lot more research than what this show does. And I hope you got to listen to our two-hour discussion on the Menhaden issue. I cautioned everybody and alerted them to be tuned in. If you happen to miss that and you want to hear it, you can go back to, in fact, just request it, and I'll try to send you a link to it. But if you go to the Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y, website, you might have to do a little bit of searching. It's probably going to be listed under the morning show or the Tommy Tucker show, who I was filling in for. It won't be listed under my outdoor shows. But if you have trouble finding it, let me know, and I'll be glad to send you a link. We had a representative, Ben Landry, from the Menhaden industry. We had an elected official, Joe Ogeron, and I had two conservation organization leaders, CMAC, Chris Macaluso, and we also had Rad Trasher from the Louisiana CCA. A very good, honest discussion about that situation. All right, here's one says, good morning, Don. Enjoying the show as always. Left South Dakota yesterday, rolling into Mississippi this morning for 3 weeks of fishing and hunting and family and thawing out. Yeah, it's chilly up there. First green grass and short sleeve weather I've seen in 7 weeks. Merry Christmas to you and yours. That's George from South Dakota. George, sounds like you're a transplanted Mississippian headed up to South Dakota. And you have to adjust to it. All right, we got Mac checking in. Mac's headed to the woods to run the rabbit dogs, looking for a good hunt. Got good crispy weather. Should be a good morning to get those beagles a-balling. All right, here's one from Papa Black, listening to us in New Iberia. Where can I find the flyover report? You can probably find it in your text messages, Papa. I just sent it to you. And we have Karen checking in. Hopes that I enjoyed my Kansas time, and a Merry Christmas, an early Merry Christmas. Karen, do people ride you about your name? You know, there's some people that gave Karen a bad name, and not all Karens are bad. We know that. All right, and here's one that says, morning, Don. Those of us that have to work or listening to your show, enjoying it as always, we look forward to another year of great shows. We want to wish you, your family, and all of this is a safe and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's from our friend, the Irish Coonass. Rainbow trout hunting today in Baton Rouge. Oh, you got a stock lake up there going on? They didn't give me the information on it. Hope you find them. And that was from our friend, Nuck Chorus. And Big Ron from DeZalman's headed to the blind. Lots of birds in the area. Hope you get yourself some. And here's a stocking stuffer suggestion from Old Man Sam. A box of assorted size Band-Aids. For most hunters and fishermen, we never have seem to have one when we need one. Ain't that the truth, Sam? All right, we come back after this. Daryl Carpenter's next. Got some updated info for fishing around the Grand Isle area. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's see what Daryl Carpenter's got going on this weekend before Christmas. Daryl, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, man, we're doing good, Don. We got the Christmas party scheduled to finish up on, so we're about to light the oven and start doing some baking.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, it looks like there's some calm conditions down along the coast, something we've been waiting for.
It is, Don, and, you know, it's been really slow as far as the customer data, just not a lot of people on the water. But those that are going are finding, you know, the redfish are really starting to stack up right alongside the sheephead. So we're, you know, having to travel way up north. I mean, it's just, that's where we've got our marsh left. So we're halfway between Lafitte and Grand Isle. But when you find them, you know, the redfish are starting to gang up in numbers. So it's hunt around and look. And when you do, it's a lot of keeper slot reds. So it's been you're going to go find you some fish on the water. I mean, if you get out there, this is the time of the year you've got to bring your dead shrimp with you. You just have to do it because you've got to include your sheephead and your catch sometimes. But there's a few trout scattered in and mixed in with them. But mostly right now the target is redfish and sheephead.
Yeah. The trout that being caught, I'm hearing some reports of some of the biggest trout that have been caught all year are showing up now. And this is not normally a time for the big trout because most of them have spawned out.
You are correct, Don. And look, you know, what was it? Just a couple of weeks ago, we had that, you know, there was a 27-incher caught offside the road right around the Fouchon area. You've got, you know, during the summer we had, in early fall, we had a lot of throwback fish, a lot of fish that were coming in under the slot limit. But I don't know, I haven't, you know, developed an opinion yet on quite what's changing, but when you do find trout, you're finding them to be some nice 18, 20-inch fish. And I mean, yeah, I'm hoping, I'm hoping that all those little ones survived. I hope that, you know, the Dolphins that need them all, because we need some numbers coming up the next couple of years to help us recover from that freeze. But when you are finding them, yes, they're really nice fish.
Yeah, and I don't know what the explanation for that is. Who knows? But they're certainly welcome to come in. What are you hearing on redfish?
Well, that's what it's been. I mean, we're starting to see an uptick in the redfish, and maybe it's the regulations that are working. Maybe it's the decrease in effort. But, you know, I mean, for a couple of years, we kind of were hurting for redfish, and now they're starting to show up more in our area. And like I said, whenever you do find them, sometimes you've got to spend some time looking, because they're ganging up in schools, and there's not a whole lot of stragglers here and there. But usually when you find them, you stick with that pattern, and, you know, you're putting together a good box. And, I mean, it doesn't take much to put together a good box now with the new regs. So, you know, just stick with them. I mean, we're finding them moving a lot right now. So if you hit an area that's holding redfish and, you know, you fish it and move on for a little while, don't be afraid to go back and hit that area a second time, because the schools seem to be moving around. And when you find conditions they like, whether it be a rock jetty, an oyster reef, a deeper hole, it hasn't been cold enough yet to push them real deep. But, you know, go back and hit that area again. Give it a break. Give it an hour or two. And then go back and hit it again. And we're finding that sometimes it's reloading.
Good. Daryl, a good stocking stuffer would be a trip with Daryl Carpenter. And not just for the recipient, but the person buying it might include themselves. Make it a trip for two. That way you get to spend some time together. You give a great gift, and you can pick the time, the date that you want to go. So tell them how they can get you a gift certificate to go fishing with you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, we do ours. You know, when we do sell them, we do them personalized. So it's best with a phone call at 225-937-6288. But other than that, they can find all the information on the website at realscreamers.com. And like I said, we, you know, we try to personalize our gift certificates when we do them. So we usually do them over the phone by order.
All right. Very good. Well, Darryl, keep that turkey moist, and y'all enjoy your holiday, and we'll be talking to you next Saturday morning.
Don, I actually found a copy of the USDA old schoolhouse recipe book. We're doing the old schoolhouse yeast rolls, if you remember them from our age group.
Wow, do I? Yeah. Save me one.
Hey, you got it, brother.
Let me know how they come out. We'll check with you next week. Thank you, Darryl.
Bye-bye.
All right, you can reach Darryl at 225-937-6288 and talk to him about gift certificate fishing or maybe cooking those old schoolhouse rolls. All right, we come back after the top of the hour. More fishing reports. We're going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Clay Marquez about getting you into the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Academy to become an agent, and time is running out. We'll be back after this. And welcome into hour number two, and joining us now is Lieutenant Colonel Clay Marquez of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries to talk about their upcoming 38th Enforcement Academy. Lieutenant Colonel, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Don. Appreciate you having me on.
Time is running out for this. Tell us who can apply and how do they find out and what's the training going to be like?
Oh, yes, sir. Honestly, a lot of people qualify and they don't even realize it, but you could qualify with 2 years of post-certified law enforcement experience, an associate's degree or technical program, or 3 years of active military service. But college credits do count as well. Every 30 hours is equal to a year of experience. But whether you're coming from law enforcement, the military, or straight out of school, there's a lot of different ways to qualify. This 38th Enforcement Academy, it's a hybrid academy. So both post-certified and non-post-certified applicants can apply. We don't want good candidates thinking they can't apply just because they don't already have post. But if you're already a post-certified in Louisiana, the academy is approximately 14 weeks. And if you're not post-certified, it's approximately 24 weeks because that would include the fulfill the post training as well.
So it's going to begin at the end of this coming March. What is the training schedule like? What goes on during the academy?
The training takes place at Wydell Training and Emergency Response Complex. It's in North Baton Rouge. It's a challenging academy, both physically and academically, but it's designed to prepare our agents to work anywhere in the state. So post-certified applicants go through a shorter academy, while the non-post cadets complete the full program. But the academy starts March of 26. Cadets train Monday through Friday, and most of the training happens right there at Wydell in Baton Rouge. The good news is they can go home on the weekends, but it is a demanding job, but it's structured to be manageable, and by the time they're done, they'll be fully prepared to do the job.
Great. Is there any cost to it?
No, sir. There's no cost to it. You're actually on the payroll by the time we offer the job. We can talk a little bit about pay and benefits, but the pay has improved significantly. Cadets start out around $54,000 a year, and once they become wildlife agents, they're roughly at $57,600-ish. But there's automatic pay increases at the 2 and 4 year marks, and plus there's some annual performance raises. But agents also enter the state retirement system, which is a major long term benefit as well.
Yeah, it's a civil service job, so there's a lot of benefits
yes.
go with it. All right, and when is the deadline for getting signed up?
So the application window is open now, but it closes December 22nd, which is Monday at midnight. It comes offline. So if someone has been thinking about a career in law enforcement, especially those that combines the public service with the outdoors, this is the time to act.
Yeah, because these don't come around that often, do they?
Oh, no, sir, not at all.
All right, and because it's online, they can do it this weekend. They can go and apply right now if they want.
Yes, sir. They can go to Louisiana State Civil Service and search for it. But basically, anybody's listening or interested, they can go to Louisiana State Civil Service website under Wildlife Enforcement Cadet, search for Wildlife Enforcement Cadet. You can also find some full details at WLF.LA.gov becoming an agent. But don't wait. The deadline, again, is December 22nd.
Yeah, it's very important to get that in because you don't want to miss it. You can go to civilservice.louisiana.gov or go to the Department of Wildlife and Fish's website, and you can find it there and get a link. Well, yes. Thanks, Clay, for joining us. We appreciate it. Hope we've found some very good agents because we never get enough of you guys out there in the field. That's for sure, especially the good ones.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time, Mr. Down. Appreciate it.
All right. You're quite welcome. Lieutenant Colonel Clay Marquez, if you want to get it, if you missed any of that information, you need it, feel free to send me a text. We should maybe we'll call him back and get that because I'm getting a lot of people wanted to know about the age range, and I had put a note to ask him about that, what the minimum was or was there a maximum. So if you're listening, Clay, call us back with that info, or we'll call you back and get it and pass it along. So stay tuned. We'll have it for you before we go off the air. All right, coming back after this, it's time for Captain Mike Gallo. We call him Born on the Bayou. He's got a fishing report for you. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And in just a moment, we'll have our fishing report with Captain Mike Gallo, but I did want to just catch up those of you who asked about the minimum age of becoming a wildlife and fishery agent to apply for the academy. Technically, there is no minimum age requirement. If you meet those minimum qualifications that are outlined in the application, then you're of age to do it. He said approximately most people would be around 20 years old, but they have some people up in their 50s that apply, and there is no age discrimination. All you got to do is meet the qualifications. All right, our report with Captain Mike Gallo is called Bone on the Bayou, and it's a presentation of CETO. We were looking for stocking stuffers. Boy, what a CETO policy in the stocking would be a great gift, because what you're giving is the gift of peace of mind, knowing that a CETO captain is standing by 24/7 if your gift recipient should ever need help on the water. To get signed up to do that, it's $249. That'll give them the first year, then they can renew it after that. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or if you'd like to do it online, go to CETO.com. Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, man, to start off, I have gotten some reports in your area of some really nice speckled trout, and it's kind of unusual in that people are spotting birds, and under these birds are not schooled redfish, which you'd expect this time of the year, or schooled trout. These are big trout, 3 to 4 pounds, up to 6 pounds, underneath birds in the lake area. What do you think? Are you hearing the same thing?
That's correct, Don. I have seen and heard those reports. Got in on the tail end of one of them and caught some really nice fish. A little later in the week, that happened not too long ago, Wednesday, Thursday time frame. Earlier in the week, it was really cold. I was told to pass this funny story along to you from a client of mine that is an attorney out of Georgia. And it was so cold, he said he had his hands in his own pockets.
That is pretty chilly for a lawyer to put his hands in his own pockets for a change. I love that one.
Yeah, I never heard that before. It's pretty funny. But, yes, the fishing has been on the upswing with the cold, getting them a little more confined. And then now we're in a bit of an uptick as far as water temperatures. The temperatures are creeping up every day. Early in the week, as soon as I put the boat in the water temperature was 52. And yesterday when I put it down in the water, it was 54.8. So sounds like only 2.5 degrees difference, but that's huge for a fish.
Well, last I got, and this may be current, is 58. So it's even climbed a little bit higher. And 58.
Right. They'll be even more active. I would suggest finding areas where there's current. Maybe not too much current. I know we have a really big tide today, but you do want some moving water. Those fish are most likely going to be on or very near the bottom, and they'll use that current to flush bait to them, and they'll ambush it.
So what have you seen duck-wise? Have you been out looking for the ducks right there, right across the street from the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge? Anything flying over?
Excuse me. I did hear lots of mud boats running around while I was getting the boat ready. I haven't heard any shots as of yet, but I have seen some ducks yesterday on my way in cutting across Lake Pontchartrain. Big flocks of ducks jumped up. They were quite a ways in the distance, so I have no idea what type of ducks they were.
Mm-hmm. Made any trips over to Biloxi Marsh lately?
I haven't been to the Biloxi Marsh. Most people are wanting trout. And, you know, I know hunting season, I think of all of fall as being hunting season, so I try to respect those duck hunters and stay out of their area. I just hadn't had any calls to go do any fishing in the Biloxi Marsh. Oddly, you say that. My customer yesterday said he heard about it, but never been. And I said, well, we can go there. He said, well, I'm going to call you in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that fishing is good there just about all year long. I mean, I can't remember any time when we went there that we didn't find fish, and it could have been winter, spring, summer, or fall. Didn't make any difference. Those fish were in there.
There is good numbers of fish over that way, and if anybody's fishing there, I think the overall average water depth in the marsh is shallower than, say, Lake Pontchartrain or Lake Bourne. So that water cools off quicker, but then consequently it also heats up quicker. So if you were to go over there, say, 9 o'clock, you could probably fish a popping cork with plastic in some of those shallower lakes fairly close to a deep bayou, because those fish will fan out as that water warms up. You'd have a very productive day and not deal with lots of people that are going to be around the bridges and around the wall and areas like that.
Well, Mike, the clock is ticking for the Christmas shoppers and a gift certificate to go fishing with someone. You know, I was guest hosting, and I did a feature on the tendencies of shopping, and then more people are starting to give experiences as gifts. It's on the rise. And what better gift could you give of saying, look, me and you are going fishing. Here's the gift certificate. It's on me. Call them up and schedule a date. So if somebody wants to do that, I know you send personalized gift certificates out there. Tell them the best way and the quickest way to get that done.
Very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. You could message us from there. Or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, y'all bundle up for the early trip. But boy, the sun's going to be up. It's going to be nice a little bit later on this afternoon. You can peel them off and get after it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day, Don. Looking to fill the box and have a great day.
Well, have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you on the backside of it next week.
Don, Merry Christmas to you, your family, and all your listeners.
Thank you so much. Sounds like Santa Mike. All right, there he goes, off into the sunrise. All right, we'll be right back after this. It's time for our paddler's report. Kayakers, beware. Lance Burgess has got some tips and advice if you got a kayak. Also, if you've got a kayaker on your gift list, we'll ask Lance if he's got a stocking stuffer idea. We're back right after this pause, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our paddler's report each week is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You talk about a place for stocking stuffers of all sizes. You can find it all, the outdoor gear, latest fishing tackle used in the local area, paddle, sports equipment, kayaks, accessories for the paddlers. You can also check into the fly tying and fly fishing classes that they'll organize. I'll let you know when the next one's coming up. In fact, they are a fly shop specialist. I don't know of any place else you can find as much variety in gear and baits and lines and accessories for the fly fishermen, too. It's at No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them in Metairie, 1926 Airline Drive. And joining us with that report is Lance Burgess. And, Lance, I guess this is kind of the weekend a kayaker would look for. Light wind, strong tide, and cool water in close. Man, it looks like the stage is set. What can you tell us as far as suggestions?
Well, there's no doubt about that, Don. Thanks for having me. And, you know, we got a chance to go out. The boys are out of school on Wednesday, so we made a quick trip on Thursday. One of the challenges right now at this time is just low water conditions. A lot of the bays had beautiful, clean water. You could see oyster shells and just great water, but it was just low. And that's tough on a kayaker. So that's the challenge right now. You have a low tide during the morning fishing windows, but the opportunities are to go to some of those roadside areas and places you could put in and get access to deeper canals pretty quickly. And we're all familiar with the Highway 1 spots. You know, I'll say Hopedale has been a hot spot. Obviously, that deep water at the dam is providing a lot of areas that kayak fishermen can access quickly and fish. And, you know, I know some buddies that have been down there and just really having a good time, both in the lagoon and in and out of the canal towards the Mr. Go. Unfortunately, the reports from Sycamore Point and Highway 1 in the bays have been kind of the same, you know, really slow, tough bites. So I would encourage kayakers to find that deeper water and, you know, really fish the bottom and take their time and trim down their tackle and do other things in the winter that we do to have success.
What seems to be the problem over there at Sycamore Point? Is it a lot of muddy, dirty water coming down the river or what?
You know, it's not the dirty water. It's just the lack of bait and the lack of and the lack of predator fish right now. It's kind of interesting that it's not better. You know, this is usually a really nice time for Sycamore Point. Pretty easy fishing out there. But some of the guides and some of the guys I know that fish that area have just not had a lot of success in and around the marina there. They've had to go a little bit further. And once you extend out and get range like that, kayaking kind of comes off the table.
What is a good, fairly inexpensive piece of equipment that someone would give to any kayaker? They may not know exactly what they do, but they know they fish out of a kayak. What would you suggest as a stocking stuffer?
You know, I heard Brendan's stocking stuffer for a good boga grip, so that's always a good one. You know, a really nice pair of fishing pliers. You know, I just can't bring myself to buy a really, really good pair of Van Stalls. You know, those things are running the 300s, but a really good pair of fishing pliers, a really quality pair of snips to cut your line, and another stocking stuffer is a pair of electric battery operated sods. You know, my hunting buddies are all onto those, and you know they got these slim batteries that charge up and their feet staying warm, and that would be welcome in the kayak for my toes to stay nice and cozy when yeah. I launch, if I do launch nice and early.
The gift of warm toes, you know, it's always better to receive than to give when you're talking about that. Those two boys don't have you out in the deer stand this morning?
They don't. Unfortunately, they came down with a little case of sore throat and fever, so they're resting.
Oh, man.
They've been resting the last couple of days, and it's just killing me that the opening weekend of their Christmas break, they're recovering. But they'll be back at it, and, you know, maybe I can flip some things around with work to make a couple mid-weekday trips with them.
Yeah, they're tough guys. They'll bounce back. The timing for that is horrible. Well, Lance, you and the family have a very Merry Christmas, my friend, and some successful fishing trips and hunting trips, too.
Same to you, Don. Merry Christmas to you and yours and our good friend Chris LeCocq, all our listeners, all of our audience. So Merry Christmas to everybody, and I hope everyone enjoys the holiday season, both on the water and in the woods.
Hey, and go Tigers, huh, with a new coach.
Hey, let's go get it. You got it, Don.
All right. Thank you, Lance. Lance Burgess, one of our field reporters. All right, let me get back to our text message board before we get to our duck hunting reports, which are coming up shortly. Let's see, we've got, I had asked Karen about her name, and she said another talk show host had kind of ragged on her about that, but she said all Karens are nice, and not all Karens are typical Karens. A lot of Karens are nice, like this one. All right, she is the kindest, she says, and have a wonderful holiday. All right, we got Lafitte LT, he hoping me and all the listeners have safe and wonderful time with the family. Always remember why we celebrate this time of year. Jesus is the reason for the season. I'm glad somebody said it at Lafitte. All right, let's see. We got the Fishing Freak, 504. Merry Christmas. Staying close to home today. Fishing Lake Poncho Train, trying to get on some of them hammer specs. They are there from what I'm hearing. Good luck, and let us know if you do get them. All right, we have someone saying, great to hear you this week, Monday through Friday. Yeah, glad I don't have to do an awful lot of that. Here we go. Good under the weather morning from Ohio. So glad your show is a cure for what ails us. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your Noel, y'all. And my hunting buddy and the owner of my dog Smokey's sister, Latte, Dean, they found a few woodcock yesterday. He's got some friends from out of town from Hawaii. They want to see what a woodcock is. So Latte and he are going to go and try to put them on one or two. Yeah, I wonder what it must be a Hawaiian recipe for woodcock, huh? And we got, the crew from Jason and the crew at Corey's Barbershop, where I get my ears lowered every now and then and all my hair's cut. They want to wish us a good morning and a Merry Christmas, and y'all do the same, Jason and crew. And we got the old dog checking in with a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Always looking forward to the show every week. All right, looking forward to a duck report with our friend Mike Smith. He's a Delacro, and he had a pretty good first split The flyover report was less than what you'd like, but it also had a little caveat in it that said some of the areas in Delacroix had heavy concentrations and others were pretty blank. We'll find out which the case is for him so far. It's early in the morning. Legal shooting time has not been going on that long, but we'll see if he's had any action. We'll do that next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, I have some breaking news for you here. The nomination committee for the baddest of the bad boy for the year 2025 have just turned over the nominees, and I'll run them down for you real quick. Bad boy number one is the black bear killer. Bad boy number two, the turtle smuggler. Bad boys number three is the great Mississippi deer slayers. And bad boys number four is the butterfly man. So those will be your four choices. I'll explain their crimes and their sentences, and you can cast your vote. We let you, the audience, decide each and every year who the baddest of the bad is. Right now, I got a quick 10-second pause, and we're coming back with Mike Smith, headed to his duck blind in Delacroix to find out how the duck hunting is this morning. But first, we'll let our local stations identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's head there now and talk to Mike Smith. He's down there with Louisiana Duck Hunts, Marsh Guide Service. And any activity yet? I know it's early, but what's it looking like so far, Mike?
We're just starting to shoot. Just starting. They're just starting to move around here.
What have you seen so far? Teal again, early like this?
Yeah, the state bird, you know.
Yeah.
The Southeast Louisiana state bird.
Right. Well, you know, the flyover report was not that great for the southeastern part, but he did give Delacroix a little bit of a encouragement, saying that there were some heavy concentrations in Delacroix, the heaviest of a small concentration. I mean, there's not many birds in southeast Louisiana, according to the flyover. They're all in southwest. Yeah. They like it over there. Yeah. They must be eating that rice over there.
Oh, yeah. The first split's always the best down here, you know. But we were seeing clouds of them. But you know how opening day is. You get all these darn boats running and scattering them all over the place.
Yeah, people getting out late, you know, not planning things out quick, you know, adequately. And that it is kind of irritating until they get settled in there. You know, one thing I'm seeing on here is
Hold on.
Go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
Like I said, you can't call ducks opening day.
No, just about when they get ready to work, somebody shoots and they kind of flare off. I was getting ready to say the thing that's really surprising, the gadwall, which is really, you know, that's a mainstay bird for southeast Louisiana hunters. It's pretty light. They're only talking about 59,000 in all of southeast, but over in the southwest, 244,000.
So unfreaking real. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not an equitable split there, you know.
No, I tell you where all the grays are. They out of there. See, the wilding fishers, they fly what they call transects or whatever
transects.
You call it. And yeah, they don't go all the way down to where those gadwall are. They way out on the open bays. And you know what's killing us over here? Bow fishermen at night. You could stand on the road and see LED lights all over the place, and it's disturbing the bird. They trespassing on people's leases, and you know. And another thing, how can they tell the size of a fish when it's in the water? Don't they have a size limit?
and most of those guys that do it are pretty good at it, and you know the amount. And of course, you're going to have mishaps, and you're going to shoot an undersized fish, but you can also catch one with a rod and reel and pull a hook out, and it's going to die too. And a number of those outnumbers them. I don't have a problem with bow fishing except during duck season. I think during that 60-day season, it should be limited. Yeah, it should be closed because running around in airboats all night long, ducks are not going to be there the next morning.
No,
for sure.
No.
That's and there's been some pushes for that, but I don't know what's holding it up, you know?
I don't know. It's running all the big ducks. That's one of the main reasons why we don't have the big ducks like we used to have, you know? But
well, all you can do is try to get people to support that. And, you know, I've talked to a lot. Believe me, there's a lot of people who bow fish who also duck hunt, and they're opposed to it, too, during duck season. And
right.
I just don't think it's too much to ask because it definitely you can't have the two in the same area. It just doesn't work.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But it's going to pick up around here.
So, well, you remember last time we were out there, they fly a little bit later sometimes.
Yeah. Well, after 7 o'clock sometimes, when everybody starts to leave, you know, sometimes around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, we get big concentration. Yesterday I came out here and raised a big flock of redheads out of the decoys. They jumped up, they circled, they landed right back down. They all that time I'm standing up. They took off again. They made another circle and they landed. They dumber than Dogari.
Yeah, till they get shot at. Mike, if somebody wants to book a trip with you, tell them how to get you.
504-228-4506. LADuckHunts.com. It's Louisiana Marsh Guide Service.
LADuckHunts.com. Easy enough. That'd be a nice stocking stuffer. Duck hunt with Mike Smith, the 5-time state duck calling champ. If you got some slow time, you could give him a little calling lessons while you're out there.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. I got slow time right now.
Hopefully that'll change for you. Thanks, Mike. Always a pleasure talking to you. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you. Mike Smith, Louisiana Duck Hunt. All right. Coming back after this, it's time for Ryan Lambert. He was in Mexico last week. I think he's going to be down there in the duck blind at Cajun Fishing Adventures near Buras. We'll see what he's up to right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man joins us now, Captain Ryan Lambert. And, Ryan, it sounds like you are en route somewhere. What's going on?
I'm launching a boat, buddy.
Headed across the Mississippi?
-6 tide, so fishing first, hunting later.
Ah, that makes sense. That's the only way to do it.
That's why Mike's not killing nothing. The birds ain't coming in here with no water.
Yeah, you got to wait for that water. Yeah, where are you going fishing?
On the west side, I'm going catch a limited reds right quick, hopefully, and then go smack a few trout. You know, just everybody else going east, I'm going west.
Yeah, that's a change.
Then we'll come back and go duck hunting. So, yeah, they did a flyover of the Barataria Estuary. They had 5,000 birds, and 4,000 of them was pooldu and black-bellied squealers. That's pretty pitiful for a world-class place that used to hold millions of birds.
There's no food. No.
You know, y'all were talking about the gray ducks. There's no gray ducks because there's nothing for them to eat. They eat aquatic vegetation, and there is none in the whole Barataria Estuary and almost anywhere.
Yeah. Well, your ponds are in good shape, though, on the east side.
Well, we got a lot of salt now got on them, and, you know, all the duck potatoes are dead from, you know, the saltwater surges. And, you know, they still got the food underneath, though, with the duck potatoes, you know, those roots are still there. So that keeps us going. So, you know, we got plenty of ducks. It's just you can't kill them when there's no water. They can stay offshore, and there's no wind. It's 47 degrees this morning, but there's absolutely no wind and no water. So the ducks just sit offshore in the big bays, and then they'll come in when the tide comes in this evening. But again, when they come in at night and you got people running around with airboats, that's not good.
No.
I'm lucky I don't have that problem, but
yeah.
So,
well, you got the fishing going on. Instead of doing the hunting first and then the fishing, you just swap them out and catch your fish first. Hopefully you'll be
We're lucky we have that, you know, where you can switch it around and make it work for everybody. And then, you know, they have a good fishing day because it's dead calm. And then this evening when the tide starts coming in, we'll just, you know, you can watch those ducks come from offshore as far as you can see. And you set up and you can watch them come right in. Boy, it's beautiful. Beautiful to watch.
And what time are y'all headed back out for that tide to come in?
We'll come in at 11:30 and eat lunch, and then we'll be going back out at 12:30. And then we'll hunt the rest of the day. The tide is low. I don't know. Somebody shot just now.
I can hear it. Yeah.
On the west side of that.
Well, maybe they got a few pooldu around there.
Maybe so. But it's gonna be good. We got plenty of ducks, you know. And you know what? I heard him say that redheads are stupid. They're not stupid. They're fearless. It's a big difference.
They're fearless, huh?
Yeah, they're fearless. You know, you can't say a duck's stupid when they're fearless, you know. That's what they say in Mexico. But these ducks are stupid. Say, no, they're fearless.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, they know you can't hit them.
Yeah.
Sounds better, don't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, a brave duck. You know, of course, you know, if you believe in Darwin's theory, there wouldn't be any of them left.
That's exactly right. Well, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna have a good day, sight fishing some reds, and then after that, we're gonna go smoke some ducks. Hopefully, we'll. I want to get a few trout today too, because we got to have a little trout dinner tonight.
Hey, you keeping up? Has Sarah been around there? Sarah Giles?
Yeah, she's been around. She's fly fishing. She's busy. She, her and Annie both fly fishing away, boy. They doing that thing.
Yeah, she loves that red fishing for fly with a fly rod. No doubt about that.
Yeah, I got another one. Tori's fly fishing now, and Jake. So I'm getting quite a few fly fishermen in the arsenal here. So it's good. It's good this year too. There's a lot of redfish and a lot of nice water. So it's pretty easy fly fishing if you people can make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ryan, if somebody wants to get a stocking stuffer trip from you, which is a good idea, where they get to go and, you know, not just send the person down and actually get their company there and spend time with them, I think that's a great Christmas gift. Tell them how to call you, where that number is.
That sounds like somebody buying their wife a shotgun for Christmas. They can call the office at 985-785-9833, and Sherry will send them a gift certificate so they have something to put in the stocking.
All right, sounds good. Well, good luck to you on the fishing and then the blasting coming up later on, and y'all have a Merry Christmas down there at the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge, and we'll be talking to you on the backside of it.
Yep, Merry Christmas to you and all our listeners, buddy.
All right, thank you so much. We appreciate it. There he goes. Captain Ryan Lambert, we call him the Plastic Man. Somebody said, why do you call him the Plastic Man? He does not like to fish with dead shrimp or even live shrimp or shiners or any kind of real. He loves the plastic when he's throwing it at them fish, and he's good at it too. All right, we come back after this. Kirk Stansel joins us. We're going way out west Louisiana and talk to him over at Hackberry Rod and Gun. That supposedly, according to the flyover, is where all the ducks are. We'll find out if that was an accurate counting right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And he boldly goes where only some men have gone before. We're talking about our Captain Kirk, not that other one, Captain Kirk Stansel of Hackberry Rod and Gun, where they're out there on this opening day of the second split of the Louisiana duck season. Captain Kirk, how you doing this morning?
Well, we're doing good. We have a goose and three gadwall and ducks all around us right now. If they don't want to finish, I've got two coming right at us. Man, we got eight or nine from three different flights coming around us right now. There's a bunch of ducks, a lot of widgeon, but the widgeon won't finish.
Yeah, well, that's what the survey said. The flyover report said you guys got them all over there. And I tell you, you should have a large number of pintails around there, too, 341,000.
I saw some when I was out here the day before yesterday. But so far this morning, I haven't seen any pintail.
A lot of teal, both green wing and blue wing still hanging around, huh?
Yeah. Y'all get ready.
Here we go. We got some action in the blind of Captain Kirkston. There we go.
Never mind. Oh, we got one. Wow, what a shot.
All right, give us the replay.
All right, yeah, we just shot a widget. One of those got a little too close. Hey, watch to your left, Caleb. You got one over here to your left. He may come over. Watch him. Try him, Caleb. Get in front of him. Be behind him. All right.
Got to shoot in front of him.
It's been a minute or two before some ducks come, but we finally got a widget to come close enough.
Yeah, you were just talking about how difficult it was to get a widget in, and there he goes. He goes in there. Well, that's great. Yeah, a big increase in the number of widgets, and not a big number of ducks overall, but they are. You know, comparatively speaking, you know, I had a pleasant surprise this week. A friend of mine dropped off a magazine, and when I looked at it, it was the October edition of Lanyap magazine. And see these two kind of ugly looking guys on the cover.
Really? Hey, wait, one's ugly, one's handsome. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the one on the left is the handsome one. That's a great picture, you and Captain Terry Shaughnessy. He's got the big old bull red, and you got two handfuls of duck. Must have been doing a teal season casting blast because you had a bunch of blue wing teal.
It was. That's what that picture was from.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's called Legendary, The Legacy of Hackberry Rod and Gun. You know, I learned something from reading that article, too.
Really? What'd you learn?
I learned what's wrong with you. It starts off saying that 12 years old Kirk Stansel would sit in class drawing pictures of ducks instead of paying attention. That explains a lot right there.
Yeah, that is the truth.
That's a good story, all about the legacy and how long you guys have been in business, and you and your brothers, you know, living it day by day, and some of the things you've been through. Man, it's a great story. You guys have had a great run, and it all started by Terry, you know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, Terry just, he had a dream, and he made it come true. And, he did a great job building the business and then turned it over to us, and, you know, we've been going from there.
Yeah. Well, you guys sound like you're going to be on your way to maybe getting some limits today once those birds get moving. It's real early over there. The sun, you know, hadn't been up that long. How's the fishing been? Fishing been good?
The fishing has been good. Of course, we had a good flounder run behind the weirs. Of course, that was during the split, and you can't go in there now that duck season's open. But, I mean, some good flounder, some 4, 5, or 6 pounders, some really big flounder. And the trout, guy went by himself day before yesterday. He caught 13 in 2 hours of fishing. And, of course, the redfish have been stacked up on the weir. So, fishing's been good. Water's pretty. Temperature's 55, 56 degrees. So,
well, life is good in Hackberry, huh?
That's right. Life's good in Hackberry.
Got ducks, got fish, got good friends, got the holidays here. Man, it sounds like a winning proposition there.
That's right. Oh, we got two coming down right now. They're high. But I don't think they're real high.
Can you identify them? What are they?
Gadwall. Yeah. Straight up. They're making a circle. No, they dropped. They're making a swing.
Are you hearing a lot of shooting around you for other leases?
Yeah, I'm hearing some shooting. Golly, we just got messed on by two widgeon from the right. Oh, my gosh, there's about 15 of them coming in.
Get them in there. Let's see what we can get done here.
Yeah, I am. I've got a couple in front. I'm going to turn the spinners off, see if they'll come in. You know, I've got my spinners hardwired so I can, you know, see what the ducks want.
Yeah, you got them on remote, huh?
Yeah, well, I got them hardwired. Actually, I have a switch in the blind with wires running to them.
Yeah, so you can cut them off and on.
Exactly. And we got like four different bunches circling us right now.
You're surrounded. You're in trouble.
I am. It's a good thing they shoot back.
You're right. Good thing they are unarmed when they come in like that. Well, we're going to let you guys get down to the serious business. Thank you for the report. Merry Christmas to you and Guy and Bobby and the whole crew there at Hackberry Rod and Gun. And if you would, give us that phone number real quick because somebody might want to get a gift certificate.
All right. It's number 337-762-3391. Hackberry Rod and Gun, spell out and.com. All right, here we go, guys. We're fixing to shoot.
Go get him. We'll find out next time we talk. Take care.
Try. Oh, you hit that duck. What? Golly. That duck was hit. He flew off.
That's what you call having fun in the outdoors. We'll do it over again next week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.